the standoff between French police and an Al-Qaeda-linked gunman in Toulouse now over. After more than 30 hours, the office of President Nicolas Sarkozy and police officials confirmed that Mohamed Merah, the 24-year-old man suspected of killing seven people who actually has admitted to those killings during the negotiations, is dead. We go now to freelance journalist Tom Withington, who's been at the scene for us all week. Tom, in Toulouse, Mohamed Merah is dead. I can hear the ambulances in the background. What's going on at this moment?
Yeah, as you can hear the sirens from the street below, there's a lot of emergency vehicles going past. There's a lot of sirens. A very strange evening last night because there was a deathly calm in the city, apart from it being punctuated by those occasional explosions from stun grenades. And then really about an hour ago, things started to move into very high gear. There's been a lot of sirens. There's been reports that several officers, three officers injured, including one seriously injured, in an attempt to storm the premises where this gunman was holed up. And it's possible that there was maybe an exchange of fire or maybe perhaps a booby trap in the apartment that caused those officers to be injured. And it is now thought that the gunman is dead. We don't have anything more on that at present, but that's really the latest situation from here.
And Tom, does it seem that the police who were injured as a result of fire from Mohamed Merah, or was it injuries in the course of just storming the building?
We don't know at present. Nothing's been confirmed. It's thought that they were injuries incurred as a result of hostile action. So either the gunman shooting at the officers when they came in into the building, or possibly as the result of a booby trap. He is thought to have had hand grenades and explosives on the premises. Whether he had wired up a door or, you know, wired up some kind of trap remains to be seen. I think we'll know more on that in the next couple of hours. But one of them is seriously injured. And I think I just saw the convoy taking him to hospital go past where I am at the moment.
As explains the sirens we've been hearing in the background there, live from the scene in Toulouse where Mohamed Merah is reportedly dead. That's the individual behind the killings of seven people in France. Tom Withington, freelance journalist who's been helping us cover the story all week long. Some other headlines now. The U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the shooting of Trayvon Martin. And in Florida, Sanford, Florida city commissioners, 3-2, have voted no confidence in their own police chief, Bill Lee, facing criticism for failing to file charges against George Zimmerman, who says he fired on the 17-year-old in self-defense. Experts say last year's Texas drought was the costliest in state's history, and possibly in any state's history. They've put a price tag of $7.6 billion on the drought losses, nearly $1.5 billion more than earlier estimates. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices down solidly. So are Wall Street futures at this hour. The Dow gets underway at 13,125. The S&P opens at 1,403, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2737. For some siblings, the hair pulling and wrestling never stops. We asked you, do you have adult sibling rivalries? We're going to talk about it a little later in the program. I don't have problems with sibling rivalry, but my two adult children still have an issue. My oldest is jealous of the charisma of my youngest. Tell us your story. We're going to explore that with the author of a new book on sibling rivalry and why it does last into adulthood. Coming up, though, in today's Republican Party, we wouldn't call them siblings. Anti-establishment fervor, all kinds of street fighting taking place in the GOP. Candidates just can't get along. Maybe if they were siblings, it would work out a little better. We'll talk with Anna Sale about a need for parental monitoring, perhaps, in the GOP.